Talk.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. The show is yours. You take control, bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. Political, personal, anything goes. Although the phone's been blowing up on the immigration topic. It seems like they always do. Of course, we also owe big thanks to WARL for joining us early tonight, which people have just been coming out of the woodwork to talk about this, on both sides of the issue as well. And that's the cool thing about Free Talk Live. We're not afraid of any issue on this show.
We do love ARL. 5,000 watts at night. It's big.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll take anything. I mean, we're not going to screen out your calls because you want to talk about something that makes us uncomfortable, like so many talk show hosts out there. I mean, literally, there are talk show hosts. You named one of them, I don't know if it was on the air one night, who will specifically screen out somebody if they want to talk about a certain issue. In fact, isn't this one of those issues for that one morning show talk show host?
I'm sure.
Yeah. If you call in, you want to talk about this issue with some talk shows, they'll just say, see ya, click. We will take your calls about anything at 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com and tune into the live stream. If you're on the outside edge of one of our affiliate signals and the static is just too much, you can log in, tune in. If you're visiting some friends and family, you want to listen when you get home, you can log in and tune in. It's free. There's no membership fees at freetalklive.com, so check that out. We're going to get right back to the phones here and back to the fun again, talking about immigration, but you can change the topic anytime. Don't forget, you can also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com, and also don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. Again, that is toll-free, 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. We are going to go to Pat in Michigan. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing?
Hey, you're on with Ian and Manwich. What's on your mind, Pat?
Oh, I just wondered about this. Are you talking about illegal immigration or immigration?
Well, the original emailer was talking about how he doesn't like illegal immigration, but I'm for the abolishment of illegal immigration.
And I believe that that the whole legal and illegal immigration tact is simply camouflage for our country's racist tendencies. You may make it very difficult for people from Latin American countries to immigrate to this country, and very easy for people from, say, Canada, England, that kind of thing, to emigrate.
When I said abolish illegal immigration, I don't think that was quite clear. I want to abolish the borders on this country. I want to open the borders completely and let anybody in and let anybody out who wants to come and go. At the same time, I also want to abolish all the welfare programs in this country as well. Does that make it clear?
Yeah, that's pretty clear.
So what's on your mind, Pat?
Well, I don't agree with we should have immigration. They come here and speak English. How's people going to get along? You're going to have groups of people screwing up and crying. Come on. You guys got to educate yourself. What about the Pan-American
I've been
Union?
To 13 countries on three continents and 45 states. I'm well educated, sir.
Raza Mecha.
He's talking over you.
They're trashing our national parks. There's crime. What part of illegal don't you understand? Come on, man. Get with it.
Well, I don't want immigration to be illegal anymore. I have
nothing against immigration. Legal. Come here. Speak English.
La raza is mostly people from Americans, Chicanos.
Yeah.
Chicanos, Americans.
Hey, Pat.
What about dual citizenship?
Pat.
We got people holding the office in this country and they're citizens in Mexico.
Okay.
I think everything would work just fine if we just do it the way we're supposed to be doing it.
Which is excluding people and shutting down the borders.
Well, I don't agree with letting more Canadians in than Mexicans.
Okay.
I'm not racist.
Oh, okay.
So let's get with it here.
Well, now, most countries in the world, we are unusual, and we have an unusual country. Most countries in the world, you know, different languages are spoken on the streets all the time, and people don't have any problems at all. If you go over to Europe, you'll find people speaking German.
New York City. Belgium
has two national languages. Switzerland has four. Mm-hmm. These places aren't coming apart at the seams.
Well,
English
that.
Isn't that great.
In fact, Switzerland
I some other languages.
As a matter of fact, Switzerland is ranked higher on the list of economic freedom than this country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Switzerland's freer than we are. That kind of stinks as an American, doesn't it?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind moving there, yeah.
Well, I'm just saying that...
Pat, let me ask you a simple question. Do you agree with me that we should abolish welfare in this country?
Yeah, I agree with a lot of the a lot of points you guys made.
Okay, good. And we're glad you're out there listening. So you agree we should abolish welfare. What other reasons do you think the immigrants are coming in? Would you agree that there's two different kinds of immigrants, that one of them wants to suck off the teat of the government and the other one wants to actually make a better life for himself?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, so would you agree that if we abolished welfare, the first kind of immigrant, the lazy, worthless kind, would not really want to come here anymore?
I agree. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay, so then you agree that we should abolish welfare and open the borders?
Well,
no, I don't.
Well, that far.
Well, that's what I basically just put forth. Do you have a problem?
I know what you're saying. You're
a hardworking people coming from other countries and working in our country to help build our nation and make us a better place. You have a problem with hardworking people coming here?
Yeah, legally.
So you deem to know what the correct amount of people that can come into this country per year is. Is that something you claim to know?
I think we should, they qualify to come in here, fine. That's it.
Well, don't you think, I find the laws in this country, I find the laws in this country restrictive in a lot of ways. And I imagine that the people trying to come into the country also find the laws restrictive.
I mean, the
laws on how many people
insane.
Who can come in from a given country in a given year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you believe that the bureaucrats in Washington know best how many people should come in per year and what all the qualifications should be for them to come in here.
No, I don't agree with anything they're doing because they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing to begin with.
But if you had your way...
We could take it from there if they were...
Well, Pat, if you got put in charge, if tomorrow morning President Bush called you up and said, Pat, you're now in charge of the Immigration and Naturalization Service, how would you change things?
I would close the borders down, send them back.
You're going to close the borders down. Now, how are you going to do that?
Well, the best way we can,
How is that?
All kinds of, high-tech just stuff.
I know this
stuff. The Border Patrol is all dressed out. They ain't got enough staff to run the thing down there.
You know that our country's only growing because of immigration, right? Middle and upper-class families, well, basically middle-class families because it's such a huge number in this nation, they find having children is a financial burden, so they don't have the children like they did in an agrarian culture. Lower classes, it doesn't seem to stop them. They continue to have kids hand over fist. We are not growing because of the fact that we have a low population and we restrict our... We are growing, but it's only because of immigration. What you're proposing is shrinking the size of the nation, therefore shrinking the size of our economy. China is the fastest growing economy in the world because they are the fastest growing nation in the world.
And because they're loosening up. That's not because they're having a population explosion.
Well,
damage.
It's those
because
things together.
China is loosening up on their restrictions. They're becoming more free market as we become more communistic.
We're going to have a smaller and smaller economy as we have a smaller population if we continue to, be xenophobic and not continue. But if we
well, that might move, work if we're not heading for a police state.
Well, what you're talking about is building a wall and increasing the police that
right.
that man that wall. I mean, how else are you going to stop immigration?
More police for your police state.
No.
Oh, no, they'll be good police. They'll be good police because you're going to be in charge, right? You're going to keep them all in line, make sure none of them are corrupt.
Well, they want to restrict our rights, but they won't close the borders, though.
Huh?
Well, you can't have both.
Yeah, you either are free or you're not. So take your pick.
Well...
Take your pick, Pat. You're either free to leave and go or you're not.
Your first home is your country. Your second home is your house.
I agree.
So there, it's, Well, I agree with a lot of it, but... We got to do something that's just getting out of control.
Pat, well, we're glad you're out there. We're glad you support the abolishment of welfare. And hopefully someday you'll come to realize that immigrants could be a very good thing for this country. And they are if they come in under the right conditions. And that means freedom. The right conditions need to be freedom. Not rules, not restrictions, not government programs.
Not handouts.
Not more bureaucracies, not more handouts, not more border patrol. The government can't do anything right. And that includes control immigration. Thanks for the call, man. I'm sure we'll hear from you again sometime.
Okay, appreciate it.
All right, 1-800-259-9231. It boggles my mind that these people that know that prohibition doesn't work think that the government can prohibit what they want them to prohibit. Doesn't work that way. Government is incompetent. But we want to hear from you. 1-800-259. You laugh? They are. This is Free Talk Live. We're going to be back.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You take control, bring up anything that's on your mind, political, personal, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're inside hour number two of the program here until 10 o'clock Eastern time, and if it's your first time tuning in, welcome to the show. It's going to be unlike anything you've ever heard. It's a show that you can literally bring up anything, political, personal, whatever is on your mind. You got a rant you want to get off your chest? You got an issue you want to push, an agenda you want to get on the air? And those other talk shows keep screening you out because they're afraid of what you want to talk about? We are here for you. The screening process, Manwich?
They call, give it their name, tell where they're calling from, what they want to talk about, and how they're listening to the show.
That's it. Then you go on hold, and we put you on the air. One other caveat, if you happen to be a lady, you get jumped up to the front of the line. So we've just been having a deluge of calls about the immigration topic, and all of them have been male so far. But if you're female and you call in, you've got something you want to say, and I got three guys holding on the line, they've been waiting there for 20 minutes each, you go right up to the front of the pack.
That's right. That's how it works.
It's unfair, I know, but it's just one of the very few rules on this show, because we really appreciate our female listeners. And also, don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com and grab the updates. Now, I'll be sending out an update sometime tonight, because we've got a brand new Shriner that we're going to be putting on the website for the Shrine of Female Listeners. Again, something you need to check out for yourself at freetalklive.com. But the people who are signed up for the updates list, they know first, because it goes right to their email box. Anything new about the show, any new affiliates, any new stuff on the website, anything, announcements.
So as soon as the Shriner's up, the update goes out?
Within minutes.
And then you'll be able to view it right then?
Absolutely.
And that'll probably be about midnight tonight?
It depends. I got a few things to take care of, so sometime tonight. 1-800-259-9231. We're going to go back to the phones, back to the fun, to Brandon in Indiana. Brandon, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brandon. Brandon going once? Brandon going twice?
Have to come back to Brandon.
800-259-9231. I feel like we got this email originally about immigration, and it kind of kicked off all of these calls, and I feel like we've almost covered everything. I mean, as far as all of the different points that you or myself could make, man, which I feel like maybe we should just cut it here. Even though this email is so damn good, I'm being pulled in two different directions. I want to get to the rest of the email, but at the same time, I don't, because I feel like we'd just be rehashing the stuff that we just talked about last hour.
Well, we have rehashing's done all the time on talk radio.
That's true, and we always have new listeners.
No guarantee that anybody's been listening for more than an hour and 20 minutes. Just because we've been sitting here doesn't mean they have.
So what do you think? Should we talk about the rest of the immigration email? Or
I think we started the immigration email. We should finish it.
All right, we'll finish the damn email then. If you've got a call and you want to change the topic, though, you can take control. So if you're bored to tears by immigration, call in and change it. Don't change the station, because nobody else will give you that measure of control over the show. 1-800-259-9231. Our board operator, Bob, is telling me that Brandon was actually apparently snoring. He picked up the phone, and he was on hold so long. We had so many people call in about that topic, he passed out. Anyway, Brandon, if you wake up, call back, 1-800-259-9231. So we were reading this email that came in. Again, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. And the emailer makes the claim that the real killer arrived in the news this month with a report that the underground of illegal aliens numbering over 15 to 20 million cost the IRS $300 to $400 billion annually. Like I'm supposed to care that the IRS is out of money.
I hope they run completely out of money.
He does make the point that additionally, a recent report by Visa stated wire transfers to Mexico last year reached $40 billion. Who do you think makes up for all that money? You do. And he's suggesting that because the illegal immigrants aren't paying their taxes, then you are being taxed more. No, not necessarily.
Well, there's a point to be made there.
They would just be making more money. I mean, the IRS would just be collecting more if the illegal immigrants were paying more. They're not necessarily raising their rates to make up for.
It's not like they have lowered taxation rates in the past, and that's a great thing, but I don't know if suddenly all the illegals started paying taxes, not that they would be able to.
All of these claims that he's making, though, mm-hmm. about the IRS would be a non-issue if we didn't have an IRS.
That's a true statement.
We need to abolish the IRS. They're an unconstitutional organization, and they do nothing but suck off of the economy. You think illegal immigrants suck off the economy? No, they suck off of welfare, which is, again, another government program that needs to be abolished. The IRS needs to be abolished, shut down, and the building sold. Every IRS building across the country sold.
I'm for that.
And auction it off and pay off some of our debt with the money that you get from it. 1-800-259-9231. Okay, so he goes on to say, as America plunged to an all-time $7.4 trillion debt and the dollar is about to be replaced by the euro as the world's currency standard, how can this illegal alien factor of the jobs Americans won't do be ignored as a monumental aspect in the return to fiscal responsibility? I didn't understand the question. As I was reading it, and I couldn't practice.
I really don't get it.
We'll move on. Robert Justice, a senior managing director at Bear Stearns Asset Management in New York, is quoted in Barron's January report. Quote, the report also points out the cost of the underground economy of illegal aliens working in the U.S. is costing the federal government hundreds of billions of dollars in unpaid income taxes. Boo! Woo-hoo.
Well, I think that he's probably making contention for a federal sales tax is what he's probably doing.
That's what he's doing right there. Oh, no, the federal government not getting their money. No, it's our money, and they don't deserve a dime of it. Anyway, he goes on to say that U.S. is costing federal government hundreds of billion dollars in unpaid income taxes could lead to a higher impact on taxpayers if President Bush's amnesty proposals passed into law.
Well, one might as well consider that to have happened, because it's going to happen.
Because he signs everything.
He signs everything.
Right, of course, it's his proposal, so yeah. He's going to sign that one. In 4 years of being in office, the man has never vetoed a single bill. If there's somebody who's throwing us into the third world, it's President Bush. It's every politician in Washington, with the exception of Ron Paul. It's all of those big government Republicans and Democrats that keep passing laws in order to do X, Y, Z. That's what's making this country poorer, not immigrants. Barron noted the, quote, sheer growth of the underground economy in the U.S. is cause for concern. If Justice's estimate of illegal immigrant workers is correct, the underground economy may now be growing at a markedly faster rate than the legitimate economy. Well, thank goodness.
I'm sure it is.
Thank goodness for the underground economy. Because if it wasn't for the underground economy, nothing would get done in this country. I mean, if you want a kid to cut your lawn and you want to participate in the legitimate economy, the kid can't cut your lawn because he doesn't have a license. He can't. It doesn't matter if it's a Hispanic kid or the little white boy down the street. Legitimately, not legal for him to come cut your lawn for $10. Am I right about that?
It's true.
The underground
economy.
Probably not
going to cut your lawn for $10, by the way.
Kids these days? Yeah, maybe it'd be like $20.
Yeah.
Anyway, the underground economy exists in all sorts of areas, not just in areas that the immigrants play ball in. The war on drugs is part of the underground economy. The drug war moves billions of dollars around this country illegally, but plenty of people participate in it. They don't have a problem with it. The underground economy is everywhere, whether it be the man working on your house that you pay under the table, maybe some employees who do, or some contractors who do some work for you at your place of business that you pay under the table. Anybody who gets paid under the table, and there are millions of Americans that work that way, they don't fill out income tax forms, they're all part of the underground economy. And it's unregulated, and that's why it's underground, and I 100% support it. I say that you should endorse and support the underground economy with your dollars, because every time...
I disagree. I think you should get licensed, bonded people to work on your house. If there's some kind of problem...
Well, if you're doing work on your house, then, yeah, you probably should do that, because then if there's a problem, you're screwed.
Yeah.
And I understand where that's coming from. But nonetheless, there are plenty of things where I absolutely say, underground economy, good thing. And plus, if we actually had a more competitive industry, like if government would get out of construction, then there'd be more competition, better service, and all kinds of people would be licensed. This is your show. You take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the back-breaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost compost is a breeze with the Compost Twins Easy Turn Gear System. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Valentine of True Health, and let me tell you, I found something that really can be true health for all of you. I use it. In fact, everybody in my family now uses it. It's called the Sacro Wedgie, and it is a device that was invented by a football coach to help his athletes. And what it is, it's a wedge device, just a small one, that you put underneath your sacrum, and then you get down on it. You put your weight down on it on the floor, and you let gravity do the work. I mean, you talk about back pains going away, chiropractors go away. You don't need them anymore. You got to give it a try. So I suggest you take a look at the website, sacrowedgie.com. You can call toll-free 1-800-737-9295 and get all the information you need. 1-800-737-9295 or go to the website, sacrowedgie.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. Take control at 800-259-9231. Literally, bring up anything. Personal, political, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We're going to get right to the phones here in just a moment, but first I want to tell you a little bit about the archives. Last 6 days worth of the show, online at all times. So there's always something fresh up there. 6 days a week, something fresh.
Yes.
At freetalklive.com. You can download
free.
Them. Free.
Free.
On the house. No membership fee. Download at your leisure. Midnight, 4 a.m., 2 in the afternoon, at work, at home, wherever, whenever, freetalklive.com. 6 days worth of archives. There you go.
There you go.
So we're going to get right back to the phones. Brandon has apparently regained consciousness. Brandon from Indiana, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Man, that was... I'm fine. I just laid down on my bed, and all of a sudden, I ended up waking up, and the phone's just beeping in my ear. I'm like, what's going on?
We tried going to you, but you weren't there when we got to you.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
But I just wanted to say that those people have just a complete misconception that the fact is that there's only one race, and that's the human race, and that there's only one skin color, and we all just have different tints of that color.
Well,
kind of like some people have, kind of like there's a dark blue, a light blue.
Everybody's skin is the same, you mean.
Exactly.
Right? It just has different levels of
melanin and melatonin.
We're all the same race. We're the human race. I believe that asking somebody what race they are isn't that in and of itself.
You know, Brandon, I went and got my marriage license yesterday, and that's when you say congratulations. Okay. And on it, they asked me my race. And I refused to answer.
Really?
I said, you know, I'm just not going to tell you what my race is. And
exactly.
They had a section on there, I guess, for people like me, and they call it business race. So I'm apparently a business, not a white guy.
Our culture is just completely consumed by racism, and they don't realize that people are people, and that race does not determine thought. Like this one guy says that black people just cannot think abstractly. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I truly believe that people that say those things have not talked to very many blacks or Hispanics in their lifetime.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know where they get that from. And
I think it's just a matter of, I think really what I believe it is the kind of racist roots here in America. I mean,
we
a lot of people in this country were very racist. My grandma still calls black people coloreds, for instance.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that she's a racist necessarily now, but that's just how it is for her.
Mm-hmm.
We have this kind of old school mentality. It's passed on generation to generation. I mean, if daddy's a racist, his sons and daughters probably will be racist as they're raised as well. Would you agree with that?
Normally that's how it works. Sometimes it changes.
Sometimes the kid
sometimes,
will...
sometimes you'll have the grandpa who's racist and all the grandkids and laugh at him and the parents are embarrassed.
That's true. Sometimes the kids will rebel. It's kind of like the preacher's kid, the proverbial preacher's kid.
Yeah.
Who should be the best Christian in the world? The preacher's kid. As a matter of fact, they're usually the worst kid in the church. So it kind of works the same way. But you've got these old school mentalities being put into people's heads, and it's hard for people to break free from that. And so what they do is they take their kind of bred in racism, and then they go and they try and do research to back it up.
Yeah.
Because people will make claims that, like we're making, that, like you said, that everybody is a human, et cetera, and there's nothing wrong with black people, there's nothing wrong with Hispanic people, there's nothing wrong with Asian people, et cetera. And these people will go and find books and find research, quotes around the research,
yeah,
by other racists who are just looking to bolster their points, who are just looking to make their argument stronger. And really, it just makes them more ignorant, in my opinion.
Yeah, totally. And you know this.
I think that's what people do in general.
Racist thinking is the basis for one of the bases is for communism. And, I mean, when you just go back and look at Charles Darwin and who Karl Marx dedicated his Communist Manifesto. Wait, maybe I got that backwards. Yeah, I believe it was Karl Marx dedicated his Communist Manifesto to Charles Darwin because
sounds right.
Because the social Darwinism is that breeding of evolution, and some Darwinists do not accept that, but Karl Marx did. He believed that certain races should be kept from breeding, and that is gone to our presidents. Theodore Roosevelt has actually been quoted and said, I would very much like for the wrong kind of people to be kept from breeding.
Oh, man.
It just goes back through history, and there's stories about in the early 1920s about there was a man who was put in a zoo, and he eventually ended up committing suicide, but he was like an aborigine, and they just took him from his home and put him in a zoo in America because they thought he was an animal.
It's so horrible.
It is.
Those stories. I mean, these people are capable of learning just like anybody else.
You're right.
Their brain functions in the exact same way. And even if there was some sort of irrefutable evidence that showed that darker people don't think as well as white people, which is total BS,
yeah,
if you ask me.
BS.
Because I've met plenty of people who aren't white, and many of them are very, very intelligent. Many of them very much more intelligent than plenty of the white people that I met in my time.
There are a lot of stupid white people
around
here.
Oh, you bet. You don't live in Florida, man. Man. Anyway, so they kind of, these white people, I've lost my train of thought.
Oh, well.
No problem. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Hey, Brandon, thank you, man. We appreciate you being out there and being so sensible
and staying
awake. I'm sure we'll hear from you again.
Huh?
Yeah, stay awake. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Talking about racists, and they're just so ignorant, it really gets to me. You know, they just can't see past skin color. I wonder if you could put a black person or a Hispanic in a room with a racist, like we heard from some of the racist callers earlier, and could they even attempt to have a conversation with these people, or would they talk down to them the whole time? You know, would they even try to find out how intelligent these individuals are? Or would they just act as though they were better because they are white?
I think it's the education system. That's my personal opinion. The government-run education system that leaves ethnics to worse education, and they can't compete.
And not only that, it's also a lot of the programs that government does, including regulations. Regulations keep minorities and poor whites from creating wealth. So if you want to get into the restaurant business, for instance, you have to go and get the health department to approve your location. And, of course, that means you have to follow all kinds of rules and regulations. You have to get the fire department to approve your location. You have to follow all their rules and regulations. I mean, to open a restaurant or to open any sort of public business, you're going to go through the ringer. I mean, these regulations were created by the existing businesses to keep others from getting into the industry. Now, it doesn't necessarily sound racist, but it manifests itself as being racist. Because the Hispanics and the blacks, and again, I'll include poor whites as well, don't have exactly a lot of money to pull from to buy off these bureaucrats, to pay for all the regulations, to meet the codes and everything like that. So therefore, they're just not allowed to create businesses. And if they can't create their own businesses, they're forced to work jobs for the rest of their lives. And if they're working a job, they'll never get to the point where they're going to be able to create a business, to where they can create some wealth for themselves, and then get educated, and then pass education on to their children. Turns out that immigrants, second-generation immigrants, do way better in school than white people do. 1-800-259-9231, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hey gang, it's time for a fresh, healthy start. Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. You know, collagenate's different than the other stuff. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate really does work. So what are you waiting for? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN and learn how you can lose weight the safe and healthy way with Collagenate. No ephedra, no stimulants, none of that stuff, and it's healthy for you. In addition to assisting you lose weight, Collagenate's also designed to help improve the strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take Collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. But you got to call them today. 1-800-622-8446. Easy way to remember it? 1-800-622-THIN.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, inside hour number two. Ian here with you.
And man, we'll
talk to you about anything. You want to change the topic? You want to take control of the show? All you have to do is dial in, 800-259-9231. Personal, political, whatever's on your mind goes. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. Hey, don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com and check out our bulletin board system. We've got hundreds of users. We've got thousands of posts. I mean, it's been blowing up today. You logged on today. Did you see all those new posts?
Lots of posts.
Crazy. So be sure you check. I mean, I almost don't even have time to read them all anymore. But I do. I make time because I really like the BBS and I like the interaction that we get there with our core listeners. So if you're a core listener, or a semi-idle listener. You can check that out. You can log in. It's free. The registration just takes a minute. You don't even have to really give up any personal information besides an email address, and we guarantee you that'll be protected. So log in at freetalklive.com and check that out. So talking about immigration, a huge topic apparently today, judging at least by the phone calls that we've been getting. And again, if you want to interrupt or change the topic, feel free at 800-259-9231. But what started all of this tonight, man, which in the first hour of the show, was an email.
Yes.
That a listener sent.
First segment of the show.
Yeah, and I'm going to continue some of this right now. So he's reading from, it's an email that quotes from a piece in Barron's, which is one of those investment publications.
Really?
Yeah, really.
is it weekly?
No, I don't know, dude. Not everybody has heard of these things, you know. Not everyone is as worldly as you. Anyway, they claim that Barron's wrote, quote, "The underground economy is undermining the effectiveness of the Internal Revenue Service, which is highly dependent of employees withholding taxes."
If the IRS, that's the damn problem, is withholding taxes.
Well, the problem is the IRS. If the IRS could collect all the taxes...
No, I think the withholding taxes would handle the IRS just nicely. If we got rid of withholding, if there was no withholding from people's paychecks, and you had to write a, and I had to write a check for $11,000 at the end of the year, I think people would quickly do something about the IRS.
Good point. He goes on to say, if the IRS could collect all the taxes that it says is owed from the underground economy in a given year, then the current budget deficit would disappear overnight. Well, that's all it would take, Manwich, to get rid of the deficit. Just get all those underground economy people to pay their taxes. Do you really believe that that's going to happen?
No.
Does anybody who's ever paid even the microscopic amount of attention to the government really believe that that's true? These are people who are spending other people's money. If all of a sudden they get another $300 billion in, they're going to spend it.
Yes.
And they're going to spend above and beyond that. That's just how the scum in Washington operate. They don't care about the money because it's not theirs. Let's go to the phones. Frank in Oklahoma, you're on Free Talk Live. Frank, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to say about the race. I know you're talking about something else right now.
Go ahead.
But
it's Free Talk Live. You can talk about anything you want.
All right. I just want to say that there's a lot of reverse racism nowadays. You know, you could put on any challenge, you know, calling whitey and you know, calling the black people and Hispanic people being racist toward white people as well.
I concur completely, okay. And I think it's not very cool.
I'm against all racism.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll just log it on, just hearing that. Just want to let my little opinion fell.
You know, and I think it's true, but, I mean, at the same time, if there wasn't the disparity between the ethics in this culture, I don't think you would have so much reverse racism.
Because, I mean, I see there's nothing wrong with racism, because I'm Hispanic myself.
Excellent. I mean, I could detect some kind of accent. I wasn't sure.
Okay. It's a right. I mean, to feel however you want to feel about somebody. I feel it's a problem when people in power, you know, do racist stuff, you know, not getting hires or not getting certain raises or whatever. But I feel, you know, it's just a part of being yourself. You know, you have the right to hate people or not like people if you don't want to like them, I mean.
Do you think that, what was your name? I'm sorry, I didn't
Frank.
Make, Frank, excuse me. Do you think that if I have a business that I should be able to exclude people of certain race from that business?
I mean, certain people have certain attitudes. I mean, that's what I'm trying to say.
I'm just asking. If I have a business, you know, say I've got a business on a radio show, and somebody wants to be a co-host of my radio show, and I'm saying, I'm sorry, I don't hire Hispanics.
Like,
do you think I should have the right to do that?
If they speak English, I mean, if they speak English correctly, I'm sure they should get any job they want.
Well, maybe they should, but do you think I have the right, as an American, to tell that person, sorry, I don't hire Hispanics, Frank? That's my question.
I mean, that's fine. It's your job. It's your job. It's up to the person to find it between themselves to overcome it and go look for another job.
Then I agree with you completely, Frank.
Great attitude, Frank. we really appreciate you being out. Is this your first time listening to the show?
Actually, I listen to Alex Jones after you, but yeah, this is the first time I listen to you guys.
Well, we're glad you're out there tuning
Alex
in.
Alex Jones comes on after us?
A refeed.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's not the live version of him. We're on Monday through Friday, by the way, from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We also have a live Saturday show from 8 to 10 o'clock, and we'd love to have you call in again sometime, Frank.
All righty, sir.
Anything else on your mind tonight? Anything else you want to get out there?
I mean, damn the man and try to stay up, all the poor people out there.
Fui, nave, and Estados Unidos?
Excuse me?
Fui, nave, and Estados Unidos.
What does that mean? Am I new to America?
Were you born in America?
Sure was. El Paso, Texas.
Now, how would you say that? Were you born in America?
Usted está. Hold on, hold on.
Oh, you don't speak Spanish real good, huh?
He's second generation.
Usted ha nacido aquí in Estados Unidos.
Okay. There you go, sir. Excellent
nacido
job.
Is born.
Frank, you sound like an intelligent individual, and you are a perfect rebuttal to the ignorant people that we had calling in last hour. Did you hear that? Did you hear the first hour of the show?
Actually, no. I barely logged in. The caller before, he was pretty intelligent about his little thing on racism there. But
yes, he was.
Isn't there like brands where the Bible's against the law or something like that? I heard something like that.
I don't think so.
I have no idea. You should have. Man, I'll tell you what, Frank. Later on tonight, we're going to post the archives online at freetalklive.com. That's our website. And you should listen to the first hour and just listen to the racists just go off. I mean, they are crazy. And they claim that Hispanics and blacks just aren't smart as white people.
They have an opinion, and that's their opinion.
They're crazy. You prove that absolutely Hispanics and blacks are just as good as anybody else. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you, Frank.
Oh, no problem, man.
All right, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWox International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWox Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWox Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. Bubble Up technology is part of the reason BioWox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. That's BioWox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWox family of products.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manmuch.
We're wrapping up hour number two here. We got enough time to slip your call in. We're not quite done yet. We got a whole other hour. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10. Eastern Time. Also, we have a live Saturday show from 8 to 10 o'clock as well. So here with you 6 nights a week because we're dedicated to bringing you the finest in quality talk radio experiences.
Well, at least dedicated.
So we're talking about immigration. Heard all sorts of points, all sorts of views tonight. And there's still more in this email. I'm going to try and burn through it here, hopefully.
You got 3 minutes. Go.
Yeah, okay. So this guy's complaining that the IRS would magically be able, the government would magically be able to cover its costs if we could just tax everybody in this country, which of course is an ignorant point because they don't realize that government always spends more than it gets. Government frequently splurges your money on whatever they damn well please, and the reason they do it is because it's not their own money. When it's your money, you're careful with how you spend it. If someone else is spending your money, they don't give a rat's ass.
No, when I have a budget at work, I just spend away.
That's why they give you a budget. Barron's noted, quote, the sheer growth, again, this is from the xenophobic email, the sheer growth of the underground economy in the U.S. is cause for concern. If Justice's estimate of illegal immigrant workers is correct, the underground economy now be growing markedly faster rate than the legitimate economy. Justice, working with Bear Stearns' colleague Betty blah, 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 emerging markets, illegal immigration population by analyzing data on construction and on remittances sent from the U.S. to Mexico and other countries. He's also had conversations with over 100 immigrants from Mexico, Brazil, the Dominican Republic, Tibet, and he interviewed local businesses, owners, real estate salespeople, and police. Each of us must understand this is an aspect of third world momentum growing like a cancer in our country. It sidesteps the rule of law. It undermines our functioning society.
Yay, rule of law.
The reason third world societies fail. He's claiming that it's the people sidestepping the legitimate channels.
Mm-hmm.
He's claiming that it's the people participating in the underground economy, which is why third world societies fail. Hello? Just because this jackball who's writing this article makes that claim doesn't make it true. And to be fair, just because we make claims on this show doesn't make it true. So you should check out everything that you hear. I would make the claim that the reason third world societies are failing and are third world is because they have tyrannical, despotic governments. Now, I'll give you some evidence. Unlike this person who wrote this article, I suggest that you look at the Heritage Foundation's 2005 report on the Economic Freedom Index, the freedoms of the world. Every country in the world judged on a variety of different economic freedom factors, and they rank them from 1 all the way down to North Korea.
I think 12 is the most important one right now.
Number 12 is where we're at. We used to be in the top 10. We used to be hovering between 5 and 8.
Yeah.
Now we're below Luxembourg.
Well, Luxembourg is pretty free.
We're below the United Kingdom.
Not good. I look at Luxembourg and the United Kingdom, and I think socialist.
They make a. They didn't compare personal freedoms. Okay, they only were looking at economic freedoms, the ability to open your own business.
That's why Singapore became in second,
right.
Where you know you can do just about anything in Singapore from an economic point of view. If you chew gum while you're on the street, you're going to get caned.
In the first, I think it's the first chapter of the Economic Freedom Index report. They break it down so it's real simple. They basically say that your desire plus your ability equals success. If you have the desire to do something, you learn how to do it, and you do it, you'll be successful. But the thing that is not factored in there, the other part of the equation for most countries, is restrictions. Desire plus ability plus roadblocks or restrictions, or minus roadblocks or restrictions, equals success. So the more restrictions, the more roadblocks, the more regulations, the more poor a country is going to be. And all of these third world countries have mountains of regulations. We're heading that direction in this country. We're going to be back for hour number 3. Coming up. If you're tired of...